Hello and welcome to this week's edition of HealthBeat, Chiropractic Online, today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at physical activity and chronic pain prevention, and finally, a story about fruits and vegetables are universally promoted as healthy. For HealthBeat, this is Dr. Todd Iglow. Welcome to HealthBeat podcast number 624. Recorded March 2nd, 2018. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Iglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. It is generally believed that exercise produces its effects by activating central opioid receptors. There is little data that support this claim, however. The periaqueductal gray, PAG, and rostral ventral medial medulla, RVM, are key nuclei in opioid-induced analgesia, and opioids interact with serotonin to produce analgesia. The purpose of a recent study published in Pain Reports was to examine central inhibitory mechanisms involved in analgesia produced by wheel running. C57/BLAC6 mice were given access to running wheels in their home cages before induction of chronic muscle hyperalgesia, and compared with those without running wheels. The study concluded that these data support the hypothesis that wheel running produced analgesia through central inhibitory mechanisms involving opioidergic and serotonergic systems. Surf to our show notes for links. Fruits and vegetables include a diverse group of plant foods that vary greatly in content of energy and nutrients. Additionally, fruits and vegetables supply dietary fiber, and fiber intake is linked to lower incidence of cardiovascular disease and obesity. Fruits and vegetables also supply vitamins and minerals to the diet and are sources of phytochemicals that function as antioxidants, phytoestrogens, and anti-inflammatory agents, and through other protective mechanisms. In a recent review published in the journal Advances in Nutrition, the authors described the existing dietary guidance on intake of fruits and vegetables. The authors also review attempts to characterize fruits and vegetables into groups based on similar chemical structures and functions. Differences among fruits and vegetables in nutrient composition are detailed. Further, the authors summarize the epidemiological and clinical studies on the health benefits of fruits and vegetables. Finally, the authors discuss the role of fiber in fruits and vegetables in disease prevention. As always, discuss all nutritional recommendations with your qualified healthcare provider. Surf to our show notes for links. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in Health Beat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our Health Beat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support, such as yours via our PayPal link, does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote. Practice golden rule management in everything you do. Manage others the way you would like to be managed. For Chiropractic Online Today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Igloe.